flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
So Wemby already has three made threes. So I've got that leg of the parlay down already in the first half. And he's got 15 points. I need 25. He's got 15. There's about a minute left still in the first half. I'm a little nervous now about the Duncan Robinson leg of my parlay because they're icing him. You see what they're doing in Milwaukee? Like they can't get there, you know, from New Orleans on time. And so now Duncan is just, you know, he's in Milwaukee. They're icing him. I've seen this happen at casinos. They ice him.
And he's Duncan Robinson as well.
Oh, okay. Well, you didn't see him the other night, though, when he banged down six of them. All right. All right. Enough said. Speaking of all that, the Hard Rock Bet app is the place to be for 2025. If you haven't downloaded the Hard Rock Bet app yet, what are you waiting for? So you can bet all the games on Sunday, the two games, the conference championship games, and then it'll be on to the big game. And when it's time for the big game, Hard Rock Bet is going all out. They're rolling out over 5.9 million in bonus bets and more. You can grab supercharged offers like 59% odds boost, deposit matches, bonus bets the entire week leading up to the big game, and it's going to be here before you know it. So go ahead and download the app now so that you don't miss out. You want to give sports betting a try here in the new year? Use the Discover page in the Hard Rock Bet app, and you see what other people are betting, or you can choose pre-made bets. Just lock them in as your own in a couple of taps. Try your first bet on any sport, no matter what sport you bet. If your first bet doesn't win, you get up to $100 back to try again. It's up to $100 back as a bonus bet for another shot. All you have to do to get started is download the Hard Rock Bet app now, offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. It is
got my
time.
Rob Pizzola bet in, +511.
+511.
It's a 305.
Dale.
A plus. Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And Hawk, it's churrasco, not churrasco.
Churrasco.
There you go.
I love a churrasco.
Flat meat.
Delicious.
What's the Pizzola bet you put in?
He had Chiefs to win. The game going over 47.5 and Austin Eckler over 22.5 yards receiving, +511. I think this is cake.
I hope you hit it. Well, I have in this Spurs game that tipped off at 2 today from France, Wemby over 24.5 points, Wemby over 2.5 threes made that already hit, and Duncan Robinson over 2.5 threes made tonight. So we've got one leg out of the three in so far, and we have another half of basketball to play from France coming up. Let's get a little cat talk here. Start out the 3 o'clock hour, Solana.
Sponsored by Hollywood Kia. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Visit online at hollywoodkia.com for amazing new deals.
Churrasco.
Flat meat.
Flap with a P. Flap.
Flap steak?
Okay.
No one says meat.
Would you clean under my flaps?
Flap meat.
I've got some flap meat.
Uh, was reading George Richard's column in Florida Hockey Now regarding the Panthers' loss in L.A. last night. He pointed out the Panthers have now lost two games this month in which they came into the third period holding a lead.
And remember, they hadn't done that. Like, we read that stat a couple of weeks ago where they hadn't done that in, like, however many games or...
When they lost to Colorado on January 6th, so earlier this month, same thing happened. They were up 1-0, gave up the lead in the third. They had not given up a game in the third since the 2022-2023 season. So
wow.
He was like, kind of like, all right, what gives? Do you just blame tired legs in the third period? Which makes sense. Second night of a back-to-back. They've played a handful of back-to-backs already this month. But according to Paul Maurice, he writes, no. Paul Maurice, quote, "We'll always own our part. We came off our forecheck in the third, didn't sustain much, and that put more pressure on the back end net front." So he's not blaming the back-to-back.
Yeah, they're playing with a lead, though, and they are a little tired. That makes me, Paul Maurice is kind of saying that by not saying that. But, yeah. I mean, that's why that happened. But Spencer Knight was good again last night.
2-1.
That's a great story. Him having personal issues, be out of the season, come back, get the starting backup. The starting backup. The backup role and play the way he is. It's a great story.
All right. That's Cat Talk.
Let's do headlines. Brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
So the Miami Heat game might end up being postponed today. It could end up being delayed as well. And that's the way it's trending right now. The Bucks trying to get back to Milwaukee. Looks like they're going to land closer to 5 p.m. And this game is supposed to tip off at 7:30. That's what it's scheduled for. Heat at Bucks. Nationally televised game, supposed to be on TNT. But there was a tweet from Ira Winderman kind of suggesting that this game could be delayed a little bit in terms of tip-off time tonight.
Yeah, he said on Twitter, start of tonight's Heat game scheduled for 7:30 could be moved back by as much as 90 minutes. And it could also require the game or parts of the game being moved to NBA TV or True TV. Because it's supposed to be on ESPN tonight. Or TNT?
TNT.
This whole thing's advantage for the Heat. They're there, they're ready, they're prepared. They've been, the Bucks been sitting in the airport for 4 hours, sitting on a plane
But what if the Heat are just sitting around eating bratwurst all day in Milwaukee and they're sluggish and they're stuffed by the time the game starts?
That's what they had at the bratwurst.
That could happen. Drinking a couple of old Milwaukees, eating a brat or two.
Old Milwaukee's best. That was some of the first beer I ever drank was Old Milwaukee's
best. Old Milwaukee?
Yep. Yeah. With an old guy named Jerry Reams who had gout, worked at a Chevy dealership.
Any descriptor of someone who had gout.
He did. He used to bring a 12-pack of Old Milwaukee's best to work. At about 9 a.m., he bust one open. Got to get it started, crowd. Let's get it started.
To get it started.
You're not supposed to drink alcohol, especially not beer, when you have gout. Like, they tell you, stay away from the alcohol, man.
You're doing the chicken and the egg. He had gout because he drank a 12-pack every day at work. Yeah, and then
gout's very painful, though. Maybe cut it back to three. Cut back to just three beers at work.
And we detail cars. This is one of the jobs universities give you, you know, for the summer to make money. And so I get there all gung-ho. I have a job now. I'm going to make money.
Garson and I Beck started laughing his ass off at this story. He's collecting a check for $4 million. You're detailing cars.
And I started detailing these cars. And, I'm going. Like, I'm watching a car. Crowder. Slow down, man. If we get done with this car, you know what they're going to do? They're going to bring us another car.
A wise old man.
The cars will never stop. So just take your time, man. Take your time.
Teach you about life. Hand me another Old Milwaukee.
Hawk, forget about Carson Beck. The punter at Colorado was given an $80,000 Chevy right. just for being on Colorado. The backup punter right. on Colorado right. got an $80,000 Chevy. Crowder's scrubbing tires on a Chevy. Hard.
He's pulling out the turtle wax.
I'm detailing Malibus, and this guy's driving Lamborghini.
Jimmy Butler somewhere has to be laughing, though, right? That he's suspended for missing the flight, and Milwaukee's not even there.
He should text Pat. I can get there in time, bro.
Milwaukee. I could be there before you guys.
Well, Jimmy made it very clear prior to the first suspension. Hey, man, nobody's going to question whether I'm competing or not. Nobody's going to question whether I'm competing. And listen, I guess that holds true because dude's playing padel right now. He's competing. He's competing on the paddle court this weekend.
He never said what you weren't going to question him competing in.
Right.
Yeah.
Anthony Chang tweeted, with Jimmy Butler in Miami last night after the Heat suspended him for two games, he made an appearance at the Reserve Cup draft and dinner hosted by Moncayo Ocean Club. Remember, he's the honorary chairman and co-captain, Anthony writes, for this weekend's paddle tournament in Miami.
All right.
It's a flex. It's silly, but it's a flex.
Oh, it is such a flex. I mean, he's going to show you this does not bother him. None of this does. I live my life. I'm sure he'll be at his coffee shop. He's like this. And by the way, I don't think it's an act. I don't think it bothers him. I think that's his unique makeup. Like, if you know his whole backstory and how he grew up, like, I don't think this bothers him.
But in the player circle, though, there's some guys texting and calling him that's laughing. Like, man, you silly as hell, man. Go play basketball.
Right. But I would imagine in the player circle, Dame Lillard was getting texts. Hey, enjoy Milwaukee. Hope you also bought some, long pants with the Bermuda shorts. You know what I mean? Like, Jimmy ain't going out like that.
Yeah.
Again, made up differently. He's made up differently. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if Pat Riley regrets the end of season comments. Because you can get to this same place without it being so contentious.
Without it.
It's contentious
because I'm with you.
Jimmy did not like those comments, period. He was quiet about it, but that didn't mean that he took the comments as intended by Pat, I would assume.
But if Pat doesn't say, what he say? Just be quiet, play basketball or whatever. His disparaging comments. He still wasn't going to give Jimmy that $130 million extension. So
that's the thing, too.
Jimmy deal with this.
Didn't we read something about that where it was like Jimmy not only didn't get the extension, he also got publicly called out. If maybe you don't publicly call him out, but you don't give him the extension, maybe there's room to work with there. But you pretty much watching Shams today with McAfee, Shams was like, hey, this dude, and you can't deny this, was the centerpiece of the team for the last four seasons, took them to two NBA finals, and wanted to be rewarded for it. And again, I saw the look on your face, Alana, they did reward him. I'm with you. But instead of getting the extension that he wanted, he got called out publicly. Didn't get the extension, but also got called out publicly by the president of the team, who Jimmy goes, wait a second, I put this team on my back for four seasons, took you to two NBA finals. Like, you're like, what? You're going to call me? Like, you're going to group me in a call out with Tyler Hero? You know who I am? And like, you could see where that would play on someone's psyche, like Jimmy. Like, hold on one second. The end of the season, you're going to call out me and Tyler Hero?
But it didn't get to him game 1 through 30. You know, like, he's upset about it. He was playing basketball like normal Jimmy, and then why he gets all of a sudden upset when the trade deadline's coming.
Well,
if you want to do this.
Well, but I think, again, superstars go, okay, I'll lead them to a one seed, twist their arm, I'll get my extension. And all of a sudden the season doesn't go exactly as you planned. And then you start going, oh, well, the reason we're not the one seed or the two seed ain't me. It's everyone around me. And then it just kind of builds on itself.
And I'm sure there were behind the scenes interactions at some point, which is what I think we were kind of led to believe with some of the Shams reporting. Hawk, I don't disagree with what you're saying. Jimmy Butler led this team to two NBA finals, and the most recent one, he was literally cemented as playoff Jimmy. People know him as playoff Jimmy. Like, there's an aura around him in the NBA. But this idea that the Heat have not done right by him, I maintain, is bogus. They gave Jimmy Butler, after getting swept by Milwaukee because of his play in the 2020 NBA bubble, $150 million extension. That doesn't include what they had already paid him for the season prior. I mean, that is a lot of money for a guy.
I agree with you. Again, I'm telling you what Jimmy's thinking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I agree with you. And you know the Heat are saying the same thing. Like, as much as I say Jimmy's apoplectic going, wait a second, I led you to two NBA finals in four seasons, and you're going to call me out and not give me an extension. Pat Riley's going in his office, wait a second here. Are you kidding me? I'm paying you $50 million nearly this season. You're barely out there. Like, you got to be kidding me. Like, there's no middle ground there.
Before he came to Miami, I mean, let's think about it. Jimmy Butler was a great player. Nobody held him in the regard that they do until he came to Miami. And
100%.
The Sixers wanted to pay Tobias Harris over him. The Timberwolves wanted to build around Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins over him. That's how people felt about Jimmy Butler before he came to Miami. And look, he played. He was the one on the court. There's no doubt. But to not give the Heat any sort of responsibility for his career blossoming here, I think is short-sighted as well.
Agreed.
It's why exactly what y'all both said. This is why both sides are looking crazy at each other. The Miami Heat compensated Jimmy very well. The Miami Heat made Jimmy the one, and Jimmy went as the one and went to two NBA finals, won the East twice. So he's saying, hey, we paid you well. We gave you a bunch of money. You did your job on this side. They're even. Like, we're even now. We should shake hands and separate. It's the personalities of Pat Riley and Jimmy that are making this divorce so nasty, because they're not going to get one-upped. No one got the better end of this deal. Jimmy made us relevant after the big three, and Miami paid him a bunch of damn money. Why are y'all so mad at each other? But to what Hawk said, would Pat have not have said the whole just be quiet and play basketball thing, you need to play more games thing, would this not have got nasty? The nastiness might have fueled that. That might have fueled the nastiness. But
nobody. Well, that's why I say I wonder if he regrets that.
Yeah, but neither side got over on either side. I think we're even.
To me, it was a symbiotic relationship. It was, because they gave Jimmy what he was searching for his entire career and unable to find at any other organization. And Jimmy gave them two trips to the NBA Finals and a guy to take over the Heat culture, marker. And like, it was a pretty seamless transition to him. It all felt right. It was symbiotic in my opinion. And now it's crumbling in a symbiotic fashion as well, because neither guy is going to back down. This is a match between Jimmy and Pat. There's no question about it. And Pat doesn't want to be talked about the way Joe Cronin gets talked about. Not that he ever would be, but Pat would never go out that way anyway. And Jimmy doesn't want to be talked about any other way than he deems appropriate to be talked about. And the way Pat Riley talked about him was not that. And I think Jimmy leans into this a little bit. I think he likes what the narrative was coming out of that practice in Minnesota. I think he likes leaning into being the guy who's, marches to his own drum, doesn't necessarily worry about people's feelings. And, he's out there as a competitor to win. And obviously we can take issue with that. Yeah. But it really is like, this is a battle between, what was the Avengers thing? Thor and the Grand Dragon.
Who? Thanos.
Right.
But you know what? And to be honest, I don't know if Jimmy wants to admit it, the Heat gave him national relevance. No one looked at Jimmy like this. He was dating Alicia Grande, the little bitty singing girl. Like, the whole thing happened when Jimmy got down here. He wasn't as known as the Heat made him.
That could never be the one. Heat made him be the one. Yes. And he delivered. But that's where, like Solana's saying, like, wait a second. Pat Riley's going, well, wait a second. I defined your career in the way you wanted it defined. I gave you that opportunity. And we don't welcome everyone into the Heat culture and do that. And Pat's like, that's the thanks? Like that, the thanks is you dogging it on the Heat's court? You dogging it? Like, no, sir.
Which is why Riley feels so disrespected, in my opinion. It's not just that. It's, hey, I gave you what you wanted, which was to be the one. I let you take more liberties with the way we do things around
that
here
too.
Than I did with LeBron or Dwayne Wade. And still, this season, when you're getting paid handsomely and have $50 million on the table for next year because I won't give you the extension and because you're upset about some comments I made that were true, you're going to dog games and quit on my team? Nah, I don't get disrespected like that. Watch this. And I get it. I see it from Jimmy's side. But I see it more from the Heat side, you know, and I try not to be a Heat homer. I just see it as we gave this guy everything he asked for, and this is how he chose to go about it. I think we lost Crowder for a second, but I think you might be back. Yeah, there we go.
Back. All right, let's do headlines, though. We could talk till we're blue in the face.
Did I restart headlines? I think I did.
I think so. Yeah, because you were talking about...
Cool. The Panthers did lose yesterday, as we discussed. The Heat kind of still up in the air about whether or not this game is going to go on. By the way, I see here that the Jets, Aaron Glenn, new head coach, Mike McDaniel, Sean McDermott, Mike Vrabel, the AFC East head coaching positions, all filled for next season officially as of yesterday. I know we kind of touched on it, but those are your four head coaches going into next year.
So what jobs are open? Just Dallas?
And New Orleans, no?
Oh, New Orleans, you're right. Because Anthony Weaver's up for that job.
Las Vegas? Yeah. Did they hire anybody? No, right?
No, they just hired
a GM.
GM today. Yeah.
I don't want either of those jobs.
Vegas would be fun just because it would be fun. I don't know how good the team is.
You don't want either of those jobs until they offer you 5 years at $12 million a year guaranteed. Right. You go, $60 million? Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, every assistant coach in the world right now would take those jobs.
Mm-hmm.
What's the score of this game right now, Hawk?
70-64. San Antonio. Wemby's still stuck at 15.
So are they going to do this every year? Spurs in France? I guess they should, right? Makes all the sense
in
the world.
Makes sense, right? Like, he's the biggest star. Don't they have a bunch of NBA stars from France now that got drafted this season?
Yeah.
Yeah. Reese Hoshea. Alex Saar, I think, is the other one. Rudy Gobert. Like that
a bunch before that.
Well, I was thinking about this year specifically.
Yeah, Reese Hoshea.
Tony Parker.
Right, Tony Parker.
Where like Doncic and Jokic and all the itches from?
Yeah, France. You got it.
They're France. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're all France. Everybody France. Manu Ginobili, France.
Oh, the
Gasol brothers, France.
Nokic, Lokic, Jitsic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're either from the U.S. or France.
I hate you,
Crowder. Just making sure you're talking about the three-time NBA MVP, right?
All the itches, man. Because Jokic and Doncic and Jokic and there's a we have an itch. You love our itch.
Yeah, Jovic. Yeah, he's Serbian. So is three-time NBA MVP Nikola Jokic.
So Serbia, and we should have a game in Serbia.
Novicki.
No, Vitch. If you the itch, that's what sets it off.
Bad looking. Did that go in or did that get tipped in? It was an ugly looking three by Wemby, but I can't tell if that got tipped in or if that just went in.
Luka Doncic, Slovenian, by the way. Also where Goran Dragic, is from.
Mm. See? It's that area. That area. Mm-hmm. A lot of itch.
Yeah. Of course, South America. All right, guys. Those are pretty much your major headlines, locally at least. Not much else going on unless you want to revisit Ichiro Suzuki.
Oh, good.
What the Hurricanes do last night against Stanford?
Oh, not
game
good.
Kicked off at 11.
Yeah, they got blown out. They were down 21-3 to start the game.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, not good.
What happened?
Your final score was 88-51. 88-51 was the final.
Do they take their offensive possessions or just give it back? Like,
that's
make it take
crazy.
It.
What is going on there?
Yeah. There's two people at the J.
A Hall of Fame coach.
Two people.
It doesn't look good.
But they were bad before
coach.
They lost him. Man.
Just...
Yeah. Two people at my gym who are huge Hurricanes fans, they were talking about it today, and they're just like, man, turn on the TV midway through the first quarter, turned it off. No thank you.
Yeah, that's got to be brutal.
Well, they're back at it at Cal Saturday, 8:30 p.m., if you want to stay up for another late one.
All right. No.
Mm. I'm good.
Cam Ward has overtaken Shedeur Sanders as the favorite to go number one in the NFL draft. He was on Mel Kiper Jr.'s draft board, number one, going to the Tennessee Titans.
Well, then it's a lock.
Mel Kiper, my nut boy. Mel Kiper.
You're what?
Mel Kiper don't know nothing.
You only have one?
Mel Kiper. This man's been robbing the world of money for 40 years.
Well, you
his
specifically.
Big board. I'm going to beat him with a big board.
give him three big booms.
Yeah, Mel Kiper needs a pow-pow for how much he lies to people.
Oh, boom-boom?
No.
Today's National Pie Day, which is funny because isn't Mel Kiper the one that eats a pumpkin pie, a slice of pumpkin pie?
Every morning.
Was it every morning?
Literally for breakfast every morning.
Really?
That's the weirdest thing. I got to double check, but I believe it's every morning that he's ever lived.
Because he celebrates every day that these checks keep coming in of him lying.
But don't you get tired of certain foods at some point? Like you love a certain food and then all of a sudden you just like don't anymore?
Like my
ESPN personality is known for eating pumpkin pie and has said that he eats 2 to 3 slices a week. He eats pumpkin pie for breakfast and a snack at night.
Yeah, nah. I can't eat chicken wings every day and it's my favorite food, but every day I couldn't do it.
And he doesn't eat the crust.
He doesn't?
No.
What's the point of eating the pie if you're not going to eat the crust?
It's weird, man. It's weird.
He was just having a bowl of mushy pumpkin?
Yeah.
That's what he did. Yeah, bastard.
Yeah, Jimmy's right. I see here. Video mentions Kiper only eats the filling of the pumpkin pie and uses fat-free whipped cream and milk instead of the crust. Huh.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. That's bizarre. I got to do a little more.
Oh, what a bucket by Wemby. Holy mackerel. How does that guy do that? Wow. Don't get that big a lead, San Antonio. We don't want to rest your starters in this fourth quarter type of game until he hits 25.
He also eats pizza without cheese, takes the cheese right off.
Oh, listen, nobody tops Crowder ordering the cheese sticks and then taking off the breading. So he's just eating just the cheese.
That's delicious.
Just as weird, if not weird.
That's delicious. All that bread.
Finally, guys, you see this Oreos come out with another limited edition Oreo for Post Malone, the Post Malone Oreos. Yeah. Twisted.
These are brilliant. These celebrity food mashups, like yeah. a celebrity food item. Hey, Posty, what would you want on your Oreo? And what do you know what the flavor is? I saw it, but I don't recall.
Yeah, twisted salted caramel and shortbread.
Salted caramel to me is like 5 years ago. We're doing salted caramel now in 2025.
Pretty delicious.
Mm.
Like the sweet savory.
I never bought into salted caramel.
Mm.
Twisted salted caramel and shortbread creme. Sandwich between a chocolate and a golden cookie.
Oh, so he's got a chocolate and a golden cookie.
Right. Yeah. How'd he play?
Mm.
Yeah, you pander to everybody. I say pick a side, Posty. Yeah.
He hasn't.
Well, I think he went country, right?
Hey, but he got famous with us. Leave
right,
him alone.
Right. But I'm saying pick a side. Now he's picking a side. Now he's picking a side. Go with the two golden cookies, Posty. We know it's a better Oreo.
I like that. He has a Indiana Fever jersey, but he also has a Las Vegas Golden Aces jersey. I like it. I like it. Respect.
Respect.
Hey, man. Everybody got a debit card. That's what his concern is.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Yeah, just a gloomy day, man, in South Florida. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid to low 50s. That is your weather.
Give away some heat tickets maybe in the next segment. I don't know if we'll have some time, but I do have some Dolphins info to share with everybody, so don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, Hawk, how was the Civil War?
Hawk and Crowder.
I was going to tell you some Dolphins news, but I'm going to audible here on our time that we have during this segment, because Mark Andrews has come out with his first public comments about the drops.
This is sponsored by Butterfingers.
He writes on Instagram, "It's impossible to adequately express how I feel. I'm absolutely gutted by what happened on Sunday. I'm devastated for my teammates, my coaches, and Ravens fans. I pour every ounce of my being into playing at the highest level possible because I love my team and the game of football like nothing else. That is why it's taken me until now to collect my thoughts and address this publicly. Even though the shock and disappointment are unlike anything I've felt before, I refuse to let the situation define me. I promise that this adversity will only make me stronger and fuel us as we move forward. I thank everyone who has shown me and our team genuine support these past several days. Despite the negativity, I've seen heartfelt love and encouragement, including from those who have generously donated to the Breakthrough T1D organization." That's his charitable organization that Bills Mafia has, I think, donated over $100,000.
Yeah.
He writes, "Even when the moment seems darkest, perspective can reveal that there's still a lot of light in this world. I'm now going to do my part to bounce back and contribute to it."
Mark Andrews is one of the best tight ends in the league. Hit 11 touchdowns this year, 12 yards a catch. In that game, he had the big catch to get him down in the red zone and put him in scoring position to get to a two-point conversion. He is very, very good. He just had a bad couple plays, but it was
bad
in
sequences. The worst time in his career to have a fumble, yes, and a drop.
And that's what it is. And so, no, he's a dog. He's a Pro Bowl guy. And, yeah, they put it on him, which they should have. It's like when you put the ball in Patrick Mahomes' hands and he throws an interception, or, you know, throw it to Tyreek for the Dolphins and he doesn't catch. Like, you want your best players catching the ball, and that was their best player. That they – two-point conversions are schemed up. You have – a list of two-point conversions. They schemed up that if we get in a situation to win a game, we want Lamar rolling right and Mark to be in the flat. They picked his defender. It was the play to their best player, who had 11 touchdowns this season. It's funny as hell to me because he dropped it. Now, you know, people think he's on suicide watch, but part of the game.
Wemby, go up stronger with that. I mean, what are you doing? 10 feet tall. The ball knocked out of your hand while you're going for a layup.
His wrist a week.
Ridiculous. Let me give away these Heat tickets. No word, by the way, still on Jimmy Butler. No word on a start time for tonight's Heat game. But obviously we'll continue to monitor all afternoon long, see if anything goes on. We have a 4-pack of Heat tickets for Monday night against the Magic. That could be Jimmy Butler's return, no?
It would be, yes.
That's our first game back. Okay. All right. Well, these tickets just became very valuable. Or could be the first game with
Chris Middleton.
Zion Williamson.
Bring that little heavy set joker down here.
Man, I would do anything to get him into this trade package and him end up with the Heat.
Offer him a pack of Skittles, maybe some Starburst.
Anything?
He's on the way.
Anything.
Anything.
You name it.
You read that report of what he was doing with that lady?
Yeah, not anything. What caller number do you want to take for the Heat ticket on Monday?
8.
Caller number 8 for Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson.
All right.
Caller actually, it was 8. The only number I hit in Powerball this morning.
Oh, good for you. You're getting closer. 305-567-0560 is the number. 305-567-0560. Caller number 8 gets 4 tickets for Heat and Magic Monday night at the Kaseya Center. I was just about to toss it to break, and then I saw Solana make eye movements. Is there any news?
No. I
oh. Did I it make looked eye like movements? You looked at something and kind of raised up your eyebrows a little bit.
No, I'm just genuinely thrilled. Crowder always throws me a bone. Caller 8, you know, that's a sign of a good friend. I only have to go through.
I was going to give you caller 1 for Wemby. So, in my estimation, he didn't throw you a bone. He made you work 8 times harder than I was about.
I thought of Jimmy now, but I said, let me stay in around the single digits.
Yeah.
Listen, if Jimmy's answering the phone, you got to stop at 2. Anything over 2, Solana's got to answer.
Jimmy answering the phones? That's a good joke.
Hey,
didn't we do a bit once? Jimmy, I don't think Solana was here. Jimmy, didn't we have you call a restaurant or something to make reservations? And it was just it was a disaster.
Was it like a Red Lobster?
Yeah, was it a Red Lobster?
I think it was a Red Lobster. I was so uncomfortable.
You on the phone was not a sweet spot of yours.
No, it's not.
Oh, Wemby, big alley-oop. Go. They're up by like 22, 23 points now. Like, I can't have this going into the fourth quarter. Can't have this. Man. All right, we'll take a break. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. Clay Ferreiro is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll talk some Heat and Jimmy Butler with him. Get you some headlines. Get you some Road to a Repeat, Panthers notes. It's all coming up. Don't go anywhere.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You look slightly zooted.
You know, I might have tailgated a little bit.
Hawk and Crowder.